This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's my mornings.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
I get so pissed every time this guy says two eggs in your omelet. Like, when is one egg
made? I don't even think it's possible to do a one egg omelet.
Nobody does that.
I don't think it's possible.
It's a three egg minimum for an omelet.
Yeah.
I'm triggered.
Here we go.
Doesn't take much this morning, does it? 585-252-9800. If you need to get something off your chest like we do, shoot us a call or hit us up on the text line. Stacy is here first. What's up, Stacy?
Stace.
I am officially a believer that the middle seat on an airplane is the best seat to sit at. I made two new friends last week on my way to Florida. There, I said it. Okay.
We're getting drinks.
Were you flying Spirit Airlines?
You were sitting on their lap. Let's just call it for what it is.
The Motel 6 of the skies. The only plane with roaches.
Yeah, Snakes on a Plane was based on that airline. Let's talk about our friend, this Jimmy. Jimmy's weighing in. He says,
Jimmy.
Food and cooking classes should be mandatory in all schools. There, I said it.
I agree.
Can we do home ec?
Home ec.
I mean, like, there's a brief cooking lesson, and then you switched to pottery.
For no reason. I had to sew. What did I make?
Sewing.
Soccer ball.
Baking. What else? Did you do laundry? You had to do laundry.
No, we didn't have washer and dryers in the building.
Really?
Wow.
I don't know.
Sure, the custodians did, but we never did laundry in home ec. You did?
I think we did. Yeah, you had to, like, learn. You had to learn. I think that, to piggyback off of that, I think that they should have classes. I think that home ec should be more than just, like, one semester in seventh grade. Like, I think it should go up. And I think it should change within the time frame of, like, one semester we learn how to do laundry. One semester we learn how to balance a checkbook. One semester we learn how to bake, cook.
If you're
going to
do home ec, it should not be in seventh grade.
I know,
it should be your senior year of high school when you're getting ready to go to college.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Because once you get to college, you're going to have to learn how to sew. All right.
I do love to
sew. Sure, there's an app for that. Let's go over to Luke. What's up, guys? Just moved here and started listening to your guys' show. Thank you so much, Luke. It's nice to have you on board. I moved from Chicago and wanted to say my unpopular opinion is you guys have no good pizza in the city. There, I said it. Chicago has great deep dish at every corner. Luke, are you high? Nobody wants a 12-inch thick deep dish every time they want a slice of pizza.
Deep dish is the lasagna of pizza.
And don't get me wrong, I love deep dish pizza, but who wants to eat that every single time you want a slice?
So heavy.
It is very heavy.
I would rather have 17 slices of pizza than one slice of deep dish. There, I said it.
And it still wouldn't equal how heavy and dense a deep dish. Oh, you got to go to Lou Malnati's. Yeah, we know. We know. There's plenty of great pizza places in this city.
Pizza Wizard is great, though, even though it's Detroit style.
It's one of my faves. But you got Pontillo's. You got Salvatore's.
Salvatore's.
You got Chester Cab. I don't know.
Chester Cab is deep dish.
Oh. Whatever.
This person says, Breezy, I know you just watched this movie, but I have to say it. Jack Black was miscast in The Holiday. There, I said it.
No, he was not. It's one of the best holiday movies ever.
Agree.
How?
I don't know. He didn't really fit in.
What do you mean? That was he was the best character in the film.
I didn't really fit in. He's not, I don't see him ever in like a serious role.
He was very goofy in that role. By the way, if you guys love The Holiday, here's a little just movie trivia for you. It's not even trivia. Do you remember Dustin Hoffman in the film when they're in Blockbuster and they're just looking for videos? And Dustin Hoffman has that cameo in the film?
I don't know who Dustin is.
Well, anyways, he's Rain Man. That's Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, okay. That movie. Yep.
So
okay.
Dustin Hoffman was driving by in L.A., and then stopped in to see what they were shooting. And they're like, hey, just come in here, do a few lines. And they put him in the film. That's how we got in The Holiday.
Was he paid?
Probably not. What is it? Chump change.
Volunteer work.
It's chump change. That's worth millions. James says, bought my son a foldable smartphone. Biggest piece of crap I ever spent my money on. Don't do it. There, I said it. The foldable smartphones. Not for me.
No, not for me either.
Who's this? Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Kim from Webster. I think I'm dreading most about Christmas is my mother-in-law coming to visit. Always shows up empty-handed and complains the house is cold. All in-laws are the exact same. I don't care who you are. There, I said it.
Interesting.
Someone is looking forward to the holidays.
Triggered. Let's see here. This person says, some Christmas songs should be played all throughout the winter. There, I said it.
I don't know.
I think the expiration date's the 3rd.
I agree.
Of January. Cut it off.
Tony says school shouldn't be a requirement just to get minimum wage. There, I said it. Well, life is based off choices and decisions, Tony.
If that's how you feel, go down to the South.
It's totally on you how long you choose to accept minimum wage. Am I wrong? You know what mine for today is? So I know I brought this up on the show a while back, but I think one of the most interesting traits about me is that I'm an organ donor. And then I started thinking about it. And you know what? Every single person should be an organ donor by default. Someone desperately needs a kidney and you're dying on the side of the road. Why are you not going to, what are you going to do with it? You should automatically have to give up your organs if it can benefit somebody else. There, I said it. Right? Why wouldn't you? What are you going to do with it?
I mean, are you dying or are you dead? Because if someone comes up and they're like, yeah.
Yeah, well,
might as well just end it now. Yeah. Like, so I had like a panic attack because I had to go renew my license. I don't know, it was like a couple years back. And my ex at the time was a nurse.
Yeah.
And I called her hysterically crying. And I was like, I just signed up to be an organ donor. And like, now I'm freaking out because like, what if I'm in a really bad situation? And like, they're like, oh, she's an organ donor. Let's just end it now. No. And take her heart.
No, you she's think like, they're going to let you die?
She's like, that's not how that works. That's simply not how that works. And then she broke up with me. So
yeah, that it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it really did. She's like, you are so dumb. This person says, more people should wear tiaras to events. There, I said it. Don't have to ask me twice.
No, no kidding.
Don't have to ask me twice.
Let's finish this up with our girl Megan here. Hi, guys. Good morning. It's Megan. I heard Tiffany call in this morning for Vibe Check and says she's pregnant. I just wanted to say congrats and that I'm also pregnant. Aww. I'm going on my 5th child and also hope it's a boy. I love children. Couples need to be having more kids today. There, I said it. Have a great day, you guys. Megan, put the wiener down.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much. 98 PXY.